This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to those of you who are here in the flesh, and those of you who are live streaming in. I wish I could see your faces, but I feel you. And welcome to those of you who might be listening in at another time. We're all here together. Welcome to this moment. My name is Dr. Allison Pimentel, and I'm a meditation teacher with the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center, otherwise known as MARC. And I'm also the co-director of Mindful USC on the other side of town. And by town, I mean this land that was colonized as Los Angeles and is the ancestral lands of the Chumash and Quiche and Tongva people. And we are here, MARC and is here at the Hammer every Thursday to practice together mindfulness. And I'm here, usually I'm here on the first Thursdays of the month, but this month I'm here at the last Thursday, so I'll be back with you again next week. And it's always such a highlight of my week to be here and share these practices, which have been so transformative in my own life and in the lives of so many people throughout the ages, millennia of people practicing these ancient wisdom traditions. So we come together each week to practice mindfulness, and we practice together in community. You came here for a reason, right? To be with one another, and it feels really good. It feels different than practicing on your own. And mindfulness is really simply a way of paying attention, of being present. And it's a way of being present and paying attention on purpose, because you choose to, because you choose to place your awareness somewhere, to the present moment, so this moment that's happening right now, not the one that came before or the one that will come next, but this one in all of its richness and all of its fullness and all of its joy and all of its sorrow, potentially. And we pay attention deliberately to the present moment with a certain attitude, openness, a curiosity, a willingness to be with what is. And that's the practice of mindfulness. And in some ways, mindfulness is really a personal practice because we go within to plumb the inner depths, to explore the inner world, to get to know the workings of the mind. But mindfulness is also, and perhaps even more significantly, a collective practice, and maybe intuitively sensed into that by coming here to be in community to practice, because we practice to cultivate certain qualities of heart and mind, compassion, stability, groundedness, connection, wisdom. And we do that not just for our own good and our own benefit. Of course, you know, it serves those purposes, but for the good and for the benefit of everybody we encounter. Because when we move through the world from that place, we move through the world so much more skillfully and with so much more compassion, and our practice becomes a gift, not only to ourselves, but to everybody we touch, our family members, our friends, our colleagues, you know, anybody who's touched by the work that we do in the world. So that way, mindfulness and meditation practice is a radical act of kindness. So I've been teaching a class on everyday mindfulness these past few weeks, and it's a class about how to thread mindfulness throughout your day, so that you're not just practicing for the time you're sitting together like we're going to do in just a few minutes, but, you know, how you can bring mindful awareness into everything you do, walking, eating, talking, moving, just being. And what's been fascinating about these few weeks for me is that because I've been thinking about this class and doing these practices with people, I've been noticing how everything is an opportunity to practice mindfulness, anything at all, walking your dog, you know, speaking with your spouse or friend, that there's really nothing that's left out of the purview of mindfulness, and everything can become a meditation teacher, anything at all. And this week we're working with water, the element of water, and noticing water within us and around us, and using water as a guide and a teacher. And I've been noticing how profound a teacher water is. I mean, water teaches us so many things. It can teach us how to flow, how to rise, how to fall, how to be abundant, how to be deep, shallow. If you look into water, you can learn so much about geology and history and ancient waterways and purity and toxicity and inequity and abundance and scarcity. Water is a great teacher in our practice. There are many beautiful quotes and poems about water. I'll share two that I love before we move into our practice. Rainer Maria Rilke says, "And if the world has ceased to hear you, say to the silent earth, I flow. To the rushing water, speak, I am." I love that. And Basho, the Zen master, says, "The old pond, a frog jumps in, plop." I love that too. It's just so evocative of the depths. So let's plop in together into the ancient pond of our awareness. And I'll be guiding you in a meditation of about 20 minutes or so. And we'll be drawing on the water element in our practice and see what we can learn from it and how it can guide us. All right? So as you're ready, please find a comfortable way of being in your body. You can bring some movement, mindful movement, into the body to sort of loosen it up and soften it up. Yes, get it flowing. And since we're all together, let's take a few collective, communal, community breaths in and out. So let's inhale deeply and exhale completely. Good, I'm hearing breath. Inhale. And yes, sigh it out. One more time, deep breath in, and let it go. And now just allowing the breath to settle into its own rhythm, its own flow, just like water seeks and finds its level. Let the breath do that. And we can start by just opening to sound, the inner sounds, maybe the inner water sounds, belly moving, grumbling, and the outer sounds. And as we sit here and settle, we can call to mind the water element within the body, all that is liquid, all that flows. We can tune in to the feeling of moisture on the out-breath. The breath is moist as we exhale. We can feel the saliva in the mouth. We can notice the wetness of the eyes, the moisture there, the moisture that may one day become tears of joy or sadness. Mm. sense into the pulse of the blood from the heart through the veins. It's flowing through your whole body. Sensing into the sweat. Sensing into the urine and the bladder. And sensing more deeply now into the lymph. The fluids and the joints. The fluid and the spine. The gastric juices. All of the liquid that permeates and covers and coats all of the cells throughout the entire body. Just sensing into the liquidity, the flow, the water element inside. And now sensing into the water element outside, the rain that's falling. The water that permeates the soil. The dewdrops on a leaf. The oceans. The rivers. The streams. The ponds. All of the waters of the world just flowing through us. The mind like a pond, deep, you can take up the thread of your breath now if you wish and bring your awareness to it. See if you can bring a loving awareness to this thread of breath. The plumb line connecting you. The mind will move. It'll ripple like waves on the surface of a pond or a lake. Waves of thought. Of memory, of planning, of anticipation, of worry, any number of things, any number of waves. See if you can drop with the help of your breath, down below the surface of the mind, with all of its fluctuations, all of its movement. Drop like a stone in the pond to the quiet world underneath. inviting yourself in this moment to begin to rest and disidentify with the movement of the mind, the surface of the pond. And allow yourself to fall down into the depths. Let the breath be a guide, a plumb line, a tether, keeping you connected to this quiet place. Down here, the water is still and quiet and clear. There are subtle undulations. Each time you notice your mind starting to float back up to the top, to the waves of thinking or planning, just notice that you've broken the surface and see if you can hold the thread of the breath to dive back down. Just being. Perhaps it's a sense of floating. Perhaps it's a sense of weightlessness. Perhaps you're touching into ease, quiet stillness. The surface can remain choppy, even as the depths are still. Swim in those waters. Mind can be so agitated at times, but if we offer it the opportunity for stillness, the murkiness begins to settle and clarity dawns. for the next few moments, my voice will fall away. And you can follow your own inner guidance, plumbing your own inner depths, holding the tether of the breath to keep you connected and keep you present. we begin to approach the final moments of our practice together, you might consider dropping a question right into the center of the ancient pond of your awareness, like a frog that plops. The question might be, what guidance is there for me now? What guidance is there for me now? Just wait to see if any answers bubble up in the form of words or sensations or impressions or sense of knowing. I'm beginning to reconnect with the water element inside of you. The moisture in each out-breath. The saliva in the mouth. The wetness of the eyes. The pulse of the blood. The sweat, the urine, the lymph, synovial fluids, all of the liquid that permeates and surrounds every cell in the body. And the water outside of the body, the rain, and the drops of dew, and the moisture in the soil, and the oceans, and the rivers, and the streams, and of course, the ponds. All of the waters of life flowing through us. The old pond. A frog jumps in, plop, basho. And as you're ready, beginning now to deepen the breath, perhaps bringing some movement back into the body, fluid movement. And then in your own time, allowing your eyes to float open. Feel free to stretch or move or flow. I invite you to take whatever measure of stillness or ease or connection or flow or insight you may have touched with you into the rest of your day. And if you're interested in exploring more mindfulness practices or exploring this practice some more, there are so many good resources on the Mindful Awareness Research Center website, classes, other types of practices. This Saturday, Matthew Brensilver, wonderful, wonderful teacher, will be teaching a day-long retreat in person. So if you want to dive right in on Saturday, you can do that with him. And then on Sunday evening, the applications for the intensive practice program will close, they'll be due. So if you're interested in taking a real deep dive into your practice through a year-long course with lots of support and lots of beautiful exploration, then consider that program, and you can learn more about it on the website. So thank you so much for your practice and for your presence and for being with me. And I'll see you next week. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.